Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaesu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
All right, this is Jaesu. I'm here at Con Bravo 2015, and I'm excited because I'm here once again with, no word of a lie, my favorite cosplayer. We're back with Lauren, Kryptonian Cosplay. How's it going?
I am excellent. How are you?
Not too bad. So we last interviewed you at FrostCon, and you did it. You started your slave mashup costume.
Yes. I
remember you talking about it.
Yes. Yeah. I had delayed it for a while, mainly because of the helmet, and then being super sad that it wasn't there. And last week, I did both of them. Like, I was working on both of them at the exact same time, phasing and working on the other things, and I had such a good response at Atomic Lollipop that I've decided that I've even changed my Kryptonian cosplay name to Slave Kryptonian Cosplay.
I saw that, yeah.
And I'm just going to do a whole slew of Slave Leias.
Cool.
They're really comfortable.
what other ideas are you thinking?
I do want to do Supergirl. I would like to somehow do like a Spider-Man. My best friend said that she would do a Starfire to my Nightwing.
Nice.
So that we have for Hamilton Comic Con in October, I have a slave party with a Joker solo. We're just figuring out which Joker he wants to be, and then I'm going to start patterning that costume.
Oh, cool.
Power Girl, and my friend, she's going to be doing a slave Harley, so I would like to be her slave Ivy.
Okay.
I currently have slave Mars, and my best friend just asked if we can do a couple more, so I'll be pulling out a Venus and possibly an Artemis.
See, that's what I like best about your costumes. You're so original with your ideas. No word of a lie. It's awesome.
Thank you. I generally try and go for things that you don't normally see. Like, I really wanted to do Freakazoid last year, so I went and I Googled it, and I only saw, like, two people ever, and they weren't in Canada, so I was like, yeah, that's a good one, and got a really good response from that.
Well, that's what I like about yours, because of the fact that you're mashing. Like, that's what I love. Like you said, I heard you say about the Slave Leia. It's like you'll have, like, almost 10 or 15 of them, but then you have the mashups, like, of Magneto. I don't think anyone would have thought to mash up Magneto with Slave Leia. Like,
yeah.
They've done... Is Elsa from Frozen? So they've been a slave Elsa. But I love mashups, absolutely love them, because there's so many different combinations you can do.
And that's honestly my favorite part of cosplaying and seeing other cosplayers is the creativity that they come up with when trying to be original and creating new things. Like, I see so many Harleys. The blonde one, that I'm not doing that one. I am doing New 52 red and blue. Slave Leia. I think I had seen a slave Harley before, but it was blonde. So, new ideas, and then...
You're ahead of your time.
Honestly, I just didn't want to wear bras and underwear anymore. Like, I have underwear sewed into every costume, but... sewed into every one of them.
That's cool.
Sorry.
Yes.
So I'm still comfortable, but like I have less to bring to conventions now.
It's pretty awesome, actually. So you mentioned Atomic Lollipop.
Yeah.
We're sorry we missed that one, but what's that whole experience like? Because it seems different.
It's very different. It's less the like Fan Expo or San Diego or New York. It's less the conglomerate of people just going around vendors and looking to meet celebrities and get autographs. It's interacting with each other and a lot of dancing.
I saw Prozac had their reunion.
Prozac
there.
Was there. They were so good. I missed the cutoff of people because I had gone back to my hotel to change, but I could still hear them and such. And they were doing so well for... You know, the last time they were together was like 15, 20 years ago or something. Yeah, and then they had Elijah Wood there as a DJ.
Oh, wow.
Last
no
year.
Way. That's
the last,
pretty wicked.
Yeah, and the last 2 years we had Hodor as our DJ. He came as a guest and then just went up and started DJing and then
actually,
came back last year as a DJ.
Too. I didn't realize that he's,
yeah.
He's actually a pretty popular DJ in the UK.
Yeah, and no one realized that until like the last, like 2 years ago. It's like, oh, Hodor's our DJ. No, he does that for a living. So he was getting out there too. And they have, it's a carnival as well.
Okay.
And this year, I actually was put into a flame-retardant suit and set on fire.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Are there photos of that? That
there's a video of it on my page.
Lord.
My boyfriend, he kept telling me I couldn't do it, and I was like, watch me. And then I went in it, and he was the first one to set me on fire.
Well, he was pretty quick to say.
So how many Supergirl costumes do you have now?
I have the baseball one, which switches out to like 3 or 4 because of every time I went up to bat, I would switch shirts and such, and shorts and socks. I have the Rave Star or Supergirl, the original Supergirl, Zombie Supergirl, and Slave is in the works.
Cool. Are you ever going to cosplay the new version from the upcoming TV show?
I actually really like that show.
It's not
bad. The pilot was really good.
And the costume looks good, too.
And I think so, yeah. I really like her outfit. And I was, if I can get someone to help me with the materials of hers, because I'm not so good at that yet.
How about a Firefly Slave Leia combination? That would be awesome.
Kaylee or Inara? Inara would be really good.
That would be cool. Hey,
I honestly haven't thought of that yet.
I don't think it's done that.
You can do the Kaylee one, but that embarrassing dress? As make that into a Slave Leia?
Like that would be okay. Then you still need to have her patches of her teddy bears on there, because that's what she has on her jumpsuit. That would be wicked.
I can just do both of them. Have like a jean kind of a Slave Leia. And then
oh, stop giving him ideas.
Firefly. It's never been done unless someone listens to this and gets to it before me.
There you go. You should do the Supergirl from the 80s with the big headband.
The super blonde.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that is so cool.
That is cool.
And the, was it like 60s or 70s when she's in like shorts and a blouse?
Yeah. How was your Niagara Falls Comic Con? I know we got to pal around a little bit.
Yes. Yeah. Niagara Falls was good. My friends got engaged there, so that was a really good highlight of it. They were trying to get Sean Astin to help them.
Yeah.
But that person in front of Herschel got engaged, and he was like, no. But they ended up having like a really, really epic proposal as well. I don't know if you heard of how that turned out.
I did, actually, yeah.
Oh, I think that was so cute, seeing those photos. But honestly, that part was the highlight of my con. The rest of it, I was just like helping out and such. But it was really good to be by myself and just able to go around. I did a lot of photo bombing, and it's something I haven't been able to do.
I had a few photos of the cosplayers, and then obviously their friends randomly in the background. Like, I think that's actually what makes the photos even more funnier. Just having someone randomly photobomb.
Honestly, that's a really fun part of cosplaying. I'll just go into big groups. There was this one time, it was a huge group of Scorpions or Sub-Zeros or something, and they were all doing their photos, and all the photographers noticed where I was, and they backed up a little bit, and I was this clown guy from Hunter x Hunter, and they're all like, yeah, good job. Then I'm like, yeah, good job, guys. Pat them on the back and walk away. They're like, where did she come from?
That's funny. That's funny. How was your England trip?
Oh, my gosh. It was so amazing. And I got to cosplay there 2 days. I went to their Comic-Con. And the closest Sunday to St. Patrick's Day is, it's okay, I'll fix it, is when when they celebrate their St. Patrick's Day in Trafalgar Square. So St. Patrick's Day was on like the Tuesday or Wednesday. So the Sunday was this huge festival, but me and my friend Caitlin went in spandex, so we couldn't drink because we have nowhere to go to the washroom, and to get in and out of it is rather annoying. But their Comic-Con was rather interesting. The people were so kind, and there was a couple of the American famous cosplayers were there and such. And
okay.
There was a big crowd around them, so I'm like, oh, okay, that's the same no matter what country you go to. But seeing another country's perspective on costuming and and how they do it.
Are they pretty dissimilar? I mean,
yeah.
Because I've seen, like, on YouTube and all that, just, like, Germany, Mexico, like, they all, like, seem the same. Like, there's, other than just some seem like there's more people at them.
There's just more people that dress up at them than,
really?
Or, yeah. That was pretty awesome.
He's going to figure, maybe it's been the last 5 years that it's been getting more mainstream, where there's more people that are dressing up, even at the toy cons, that where it's mainly about the toys being sold, but you still have tons of cosplayers show up.
Yeah, that's what I remember going to those a couple years ago, and I felt like there were, out of like 200 people, there was 5 people dressing up, and 2 of them were me and my son.
It's getting better, actually. It's getting better.
Yeah.
Thank God. Those were fun. And we have such great toys.
Yeah. Oh, you know about the Toy-Con?
Yeah.
You want to try every toy, though, but it's like...
I was happy to finally get an original Batman movie.
Cool. Well, remind the folks out there where they can go to view your costumes on social media.
Well, if you would like to view my costumes and my updates on doing them, you can be found at Facebook on Slave Kryptonian Cosplay on Facebook, and on Instagram, The Lauren Show, with a 0 for the show.
Nice. Well, thanks again for taking the time to talk to us.
Oh, thank you.
You've always been sweet to us, FrostCon especially. Like,
I absolutely
what a great
love
name.
That photo.
they just revisited it.
Yeah.
It was awesome. Thanks for doing that again.
I think you recently tagged me in it, and I was like, oh, it's online.
Yeah, they just put it up that day. Like, oh, cool.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. I love that.
They're slower at putting their pics up than you are, sir. Anyhow, I'll let you get back to the con, and thanks a lot. It was great seeing you again.
It was great seeing you, and which's the next convention that you two are at?
Well, I think we're waiting to hear back from Fan Expo, but we actually have had some people say we should go to Unplugged, but just our day jobs, unfortunately, getting in the way of things. So Fan Expo's going to be, it's going to be the Mini-Con. That's the next one, I guess.
Oh, yeah, we had our Mini-Con. We're going to try for Hamilton, I guess.
Yeah, but we're going to try for Hamilton, but the next one we've already submitted for. So we're hopefully Fan Expo.
You guys are media at Fan Expo?
That's what we put in for.
Hoping to be.
I mean, we've been getting it the last couple of years, so I don't think there's any problem.
Good. So. I sadly will not be there. That will save some money for New York.
Ah, fooey.
Sadly. And they have so many good people. They have one of my favorite people from Outlander, and now they have, like...
That's why my mom wants to go.
I know. Graham McTavish. Yeah. Ah. He was the only reason where I was like, okay, you know what? I'm going. But I'm like, no, I gotta
save
some money.
For New York.
All right. Well, thanks again, Lauren. Have a great con, and we'll talk to you again real
soon.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.